Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
It is 9:25 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. It's 9:25. Awilo Longomba time. We love it. We love it. We've got the legendary Awilo Longomba in studio. We also have Johanna Shiwera, one of the organizers in studio. But first things first, we have to start with the main man, the award winning, the legendary, the man who had our parents dancing when the niece was still young, the man who had people, politicians, presidents all around the world dancing to his music. Awilo, thank you so much. Welcome to Fresh Breakfast.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be there with a nice person, nice people, good people like you. I'm very happy to be in Namibia, and I'm so excited for my show tomorrow in the stadium, in Independence Stadium. All my fans are happy. They are happy for tomorrow. Tomorrow in the stadium is going to be...
Can I just say, Grootman, for a 62-year-old, you look quite good, man. You don't look 62. He looks like as if he's maybe 40, maybe. Black don't crack, guys. Wow, no, so, man. You look good, my good sir.
Thank you. Sometimes by myself, I say no. Age is
just a number.
You know, I don't think sometimes people, I'm surprised people told me, Awilo, you are 62. Because I'm born in 62, too.
Yes.
But look alike. Say like I look, I don't know, but I'm young in my head.
Of course,
and by myself, I'm feel young.
Yeah,
I'm young, more than you.
Yeah, no, you're young. Ozi Joanna, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you for bringing this legendary gentleman. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so honored to bring the legend to the Fresh FM.
Sublieve. Now, we you know, as Namibians, we have most trust issues when it comes to big shows and whatever. The ban arrived, I think, a day or two ago. The Grootman is here. What's the plan for tomorrow?
The plan for tomorrow is absolute fun for Namibians, arts and culture coming together, fusions of love of music from across all ages in the country. We have had some great news of buses coming all the way from Katima, from Kabongo.
Of course, that's
buses
what we're talking
filled
about.
With fans to come and watch Awilo.
Yeah, you know, I have some friends in Botswana that also said they will fly in for the show. So it's not even a Namibian matter. It's now a Southern Africa matter.
Yes.
But Awilo, we need to take this opportunity because it's not every day that we have the legendary Awilo in studio in Namibia. We have to take this opportunity to get to know you a little bit better. Now, earlier this week, right, we all saw the clip of Osteek's Stanley falling off stage. Right, and we were just joking, and we were having fun in studio saying, and I was saying, look, I think every entertainer has a story of falling off stage. Awilo, have you ever fell off stage or on stage or tripped a bit on stage in your 30-year career?
Yeah, 40 years.
Man. 40 years.
40 years. Wow. You know that what I told you before the show.
Yeah,
our talk show. Mm. I've been in Namibia. The first time I've been in Namibia was 1994.
Yes.
With a band, I was drummer.
Yeah.
With the late Olus Mabele, all those people. We was playing in a small stadium there somewhere here.
In Karitura or here in town? Probably Zupa. Probably Zupa.
Must be
Zupa. Yes. Yeah. And that time, I was profiting to shoot a movie.
Music video now.
Music video.
Yeah.
My music video, the first one I took in, I shoot in Namibia. Excuse me. And...
You're saying your first music video, you shot it here?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
And I start my career like a drummer since 90, since I'm kid to now, 40 years. But,
so you actually specialize in drumming, that's your speciality, but you can play everything?
Yes, I'm going to play with, no, I play just about the drum, just, they're my speciality. I start to be a singer. I was singing before, but not like a professional.
Yeah.
I start to sing, to go in the, to sing on the stage, to do shows. Since I released my first album on 1995, you know, 1994, I released the album.
Yeah.
and I profit, I shoot the video, and 1995 the album be out on the, you know, the market.
Yeah.
And I start that.
And this was now CD era, or was it vinyl?
It was a vinyl. Vinyl and a cassette.
Mm. The cassette even.
Cassette
yesterday,
and the audio
bro.
Cassette, video. Video.
Yeah.
And a big, many pirates, you know. Yeah. The pirates, cassette, people and that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know earlier this year we lost our president, President Hage Geingob.
Oh, yes, I know.
Did you guys know each other personally? Did you had the pleasure of meeting him?
No, I lost the opportunity because the time I was coming,
yeah,
it was a rush.
Oh, okay.
The last time I've been there was 2011. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Mm. But it's not too late. The peace, rest in peace.
Joanna, now the plans for tomorrow. You know, one thing that especially the market for Awilo. You know, the market for Awilo is not necessarily small kids. It'll be diplomats, it'll be politicians, it'll be business people, and so on. How's the security looking for those very expensive cars and very expensive suits that will be dancing tomorrow? Are we beefed up in terms of security?
Maybe I need to show off a little bit.
Okay.
You're speaking to the general's daughter.
Oh! Of course!
I mean, salute!
Of course!
In terms of security,
yeah.
In terms of city police, national police, we've got bouncers, we've got men on the woman network, we've got our own private security that is part of Nani Events. We are looking forward to a safe environment. We are encouraging everyone to come out in numbers because your phone will not be snatched. Mm. Your wig will not be snatched. So come out in numbers because we have really created and we have track record of very safe events. Mm. We've done so in 2022 with Kofi Olomide. Mm. And we are proud to announce that you will be safe. Come with your empty cool box. Come with your camping chair, and we will have fun together with an agent.
All right, cool. The VIPs sold out, or is it still available?
We still have a bit of availability, but you need to move really, really quickly because at the door is going to be really, really tight.
Okay.
In terms of general 400, we still have a bit of that.
Mm.
In terms of Golden Circle, that is a 750.
Mm.
And in terms of VIP 2000 and VVIP exclusive experience for 3,500.
Mm-hmm.
And all these tickets are available at Web Tickets.
Mm.
They're available at Pick and Pay Countrywide.
Of course, yeah.
And they, of course, for the latecomers, for those that think it's too late, it's not too late. Come to the gate.
Yeah.
I will personally sell you that ticket.
Are we? Okay, cool. Joanna, I'm going to put you on the spot. Khrutman, Awilo, I want to ask Joanna a question, right? And I also want you to chip in, okay? You are no stranger to the land of the brave. You are no stranger to Namibia. This is literally your second home.
It's my first
home. It's your first home, even for that matter. Oh, I love it. So I'm going to ask you this, Joanna, right? I'm going to ask you this. Who do you see Awilo working with in terms of a Namibian artist? I'll give you four options. Tata Buti, DJ Sia, Female Donkey, or Diamond Monica?
Tata Buti.
Tata Buti.
Yes.
Tata Buti.
Why?
maybe explain to you, yeah.
His rhythm?
Yeah.
His energy resonates with the energy of Awilo Longomba. Tata Buti is a young guy. He's energetic. I think when he's on stage, the same with Vuyo and the rest. But the energy that is in Tata Buti is the energy I see in Awilo.
Awilo?
I don't know. Your choice is not bad. You know, Tata Buti with Awilo, I think is a... The mix is going to be a bomb, you know, like you say, about our energy.
Mm.
But me, I'm so hoping, if it's just my choice, all of them are going to...
Even all of them?
All
even.
Of them,
yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
Now, here's the thing also. You have traveled the world, you know. You have traveled the world. You have seen countries that I'm sure we can't even pronounce. But which countries have you not traveled to that you can think of top of mind that you would love to travel to, that you can think top of mind right now?
Colombia.
You've never been to Colombia?
No, Colombia love my music. They love. They are city in Colombia. that city, they call that Congo in the Africa.
Uh-huh.
You know, the Colombia people, they consume only African music and they love my music. But that's the problem, incredible. I don't be there in Colombia because of the organization, you know. Some people, the condition. Many countries I love, if it depends by myself, I need to go or for free for something. But I have a team. I have an organization. Colombia and some country in Africa. In Africa, I've been everywhere. In everywhere. Nigeria, for example, Nigeria.
Yeah.
From still Nigeria exists to now, you know, the stadium. No one beat my record.
Is it now in Abuja or Lagos or where?
The national stadium. That one you see people like Burna Boy or Davido mention my name every time they sing my name. Look at the guy Chike with a Mobad, the late Mobad. You know Davido sing to. Because all those people.
So many dedications to you.
Many. But all the countries I've been in Africa till now, they continue to invite me because everywhere I pass, I leave a good,
legacy.
Good legacy.
Yeah.
Only the Arabian country I don't be like. I've been Morocco, but Egypt. Egypt.
The culture, but
culture for you too, for Namibia, for everybody. You know, there are different.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, Egypt and Algeria. Sometime, you know.
But definitely Colombia is the one that you future.
Because I've had some negotiation with promoters. I think it's gonna be my destination African. What is it? South America.
Yes.
It's gonna be the first country I'm gonna go to perform this South America.
Uh-huh. That's what I'm talking about. Yes, okay, Colombia. So let's talk about tomorrow's set. Apart from Owilo, we've got some other artists also lined up, Joanna. Who are these artists?
We've got great artists like Tata Buti, DJ Vuyo, DJ Sia.
Of course.
The legends of King Tidi, legends of Gaza.
Yaze.
And then we've got upcoming young artists like Cledo Black, all the way hailing from Otapi.
Nice.
Otapi to the world.
Except for you.
And then at the same time, we've got young DJs. And that was really intentionally done to pull in the young crowd. We've got DJ Da Costa, who's great on the decks.
Of course, yeah.
We've got DJ Mandla and a lady DJ by the name of DJ Kiki.
So the lineup is great.
Yes, we've got Adora. It's a very long lineup leading towards the time when the legend eventually graces us with his presence.
So it's a day chill, isn't it?
It's a whole day chill.
2 o'clock or 3 o'clock?
12 o'clock. The gates are open.
Okay.
The gates are open as from 12. We will be selling tickets as from 12. So it's a day chill until midnight.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm gonna have to let you guys go. But before we let you go, Grootman Awilo, what's your message to the fans, Namibian fans, to Southern African fans that will be flying in for the show.
Just an invitation, you know. I invite everybody, you know, because today I'm here. Tomorrow I'm going to be somewhere. I don't know the day is going to come back again. That is a big opportunity for us to meet and to enjoy together.
Yeah.
All my fans from Namibia, everywhere, and the border, all the country like South Africa, they love my music. And where's the country?
Mozambique. Yeah, this.
From Mozambique. I've been in Mozambique last 2 weeks ago. One of the artists invited me. His name is Mr. Bao.
Mr. Bao. Let me ask Chinchilla. You know Mr. Bao. Chinchilla knows all these guys. Okay, maybe he's also big there.
Yeah, it's a big name. He invited me for a collaboration, and I invite all my fans from Namibia, from Katutura, from everywhere.
Look at Awilo, even knowing Katutura.
Yeah. Wow. All the people, come, because this is a big opportunity for us to enjoy and to be together, to take pictures, video, to dance together. I invite you, my fans, don't miss out. Don't miss out, please.
Thank you
that
so much.
That is a good sign too before the election.
Yes.
For us to be together to show people like Africa, we have peace and we love peace. We need peace, you know, because we have different, you know, opinion, you know. But show people we're going to be together, you know. And that is a big opportunity for us to be together tomorrow. Love you, Namibia.
Legendary. It's 9:40 on Namibia's Hour and Soul. You heard it from the legend himself, Awile Longomba. He's going to be live in concert. That's tomorrow. Joanna, thank you also very much for your time. And once again, to your team, thank you. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Habitala kama mubali. Hey. Abaki mudongo. Hey. Carolina, mama. Hey. Comment tu t'appelles? Qui moi? Hey. Je m'appelle. Baby Bam. Iya li kwa me ya bele ya. Awilo. Oh. Awilo. Oh. Tomorrow is gonna be fire!
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.